Wednesday is Pink Shirt Day, an annual day to bring awareness to the issue of bullying and the effects bullying can have on children and youth. Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, and Emily Castle, Public Health Nurse and Triple P Lead at Southeast Health Unit, are here to talk about bullying and offer tips to parents and caregivers of children who may be experiencing bullying. Welcome, both of you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Why is bullying a topic of interest to population health?
So, bullying can happen at any age and stage of life. Today, we're talking about youth and children more so, and that's the focus of Pink Shirt Day, is really around school-aged children, but it's important to recognize that it's not a solely child or youth-based experience. Certainly, from the child and youth perspective, healthy childhood development is an extremely part of any given individual's life course. And then, as a collective, healthy childhood development is a big part of what we do as communities and as societies is to support children and in our communities, but also that healthy children and healthy adults make up our communities as well. And so that's a big part of community health as well. One thing I want to mention is that mental health and social health are just as important as physical health. And so it's really important to include them as part of people's overall health and conversation about health. Especially for kids and teens as well, having close bonds with family and friends, a sense of belonging, feeling supported, valued, and loved. These are really important foundations for overall health that are part of their experience at that time, but also will contribute for the rest of their lives. And so bullying can really undermine people's social health as well as their mental health, and that can have even effects on physical health as well.
Emily, what are clues parents should watch for as a sign that their child or children are being bullied?
Well, unfortunately, sometimes children who are being bullied don't tell anyone. However, there are some signs that parents might notice if bullying is happening. So these can include maybe a child who has low self-esteem or is frequently putting themselves down. Some children might appear anxious or fearful about certain situations. Maybe they're shy around other children. Parents might notice that there's a decline in their child's performance at school or that their child might not want to go to school. And children may try to avoid certain situations, especially if that's where the bullying is happening. When we're thinking about school, you might see kids that have no one to play with at school, or maybe they're not socializing with their friends as much as they once were.
Dr. Lee, what else or what should parents do in that case?
Yeah, so it can be a quite a difficult situation. It's important to recognize that it may be different for different kids, even within the same household. It sometimes can be difficult for parents to know what to do because kids may not want their parents to be involved at all. So pay attention to what your child is saying. And take immediate action. So it's not something that you want to let slide. So talk to adults who are in charge where the bullying occurs. So whether it's the sports act or activity center or at school or on the playground, sometimes that's enough. Sometimes it may or it may not include other things, depending on especially what the kid is saying or what they prefer, and having a plan and making a joint plan together can be helpful. And of course, continuing to monitor, right? Because sometimes this is a one and done situation and then things settle, but then sometimes they do continue to rumble along and it may need several points of intervention or even different interventions depending on the situation.
Emily, how can you help your child if they're being bullied?
So, if a parent knows or suspects that their child is being bullied, it's really important to talk with their child. So, first, stay calm and be prepared to really listen well. Asking your child questions about what's going on and then just summarizing that back to them to make sure that you're understanding it correctly, can be really helpful. Once a parent has a good idea of what's happening, they can talk about possible options or solutions with their child, see what they might be willing to try in that situation, what might work. If the child is having trouble coming up with ideas, the parent can offer some suggestions as well. And then when they have a few different options, they can kind of talk with their child about what options they might want to try. Maybe have them pick the best thing and then practice it with them a few times. So like, what does this look like in action? Then, as their child is actually trying out those different strategies, checking in regularly with them just to make sure that things are going okay and that the situation's actually getting better. And if not, like Dr. Lena said, that might be a time to change tactics or try a different strategy. And then, of course, parents shouldn't hesitate to reach out for professional help for their children to help them cope with feelings if that's something that's needed. And Children's Mental Health of Leeds and Grenville and Open Doors for Children and Youth in Lanark are two great local resources.
Emily, let's talk a little bit about preventing bullying in the first place. What can be done in this regard?
Well, I don't think we can emphasize enough that parents and adults need to be really good role models for kids, and not just for your own kids, but also for the children that are around you. So, practicing things like kindness, tolerance, respect for others in words and actions is something that all adults can do. It's also really important to praise children when we do see them acting in a respectful and inclusive way, because we want that to continue. We want them to keep doing those things. Parents and adults should set guidelines and consequences for any bullying behaviors that they do see, so that kids know that that behavior is unacceptable. And sometimes setting those ahead of time can help to prevent bullying from actually happening. And then, of course, encouraging empathy in your child. So help your child to think about, what it might feel like to be bullied, to recognize feelings in themselves, and then to also recognize those feelings in other people as well. That goes a long ways. Building, strengthening that parent-child relationship is super important as well. Parents in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark are really fortunate to have access to programs like Triple P Parenting, which can help by giving parents tools and strategies that they can use with their families. And then there's also great classroom programs like Roots of Empathy that your child might be able to participate in their own school and their own classroom. Roots of Empathy is an evidence-based classroom program that has been shown to reduce bullying and strengthen empathy and caring in children.
So, Dr. Lee, where can we find some more information if needed?
Yeah, so as always, the HealthyNet website is a good resource. So I always say it with me. The HealthyNet website is healthynet.org. Under the Babies and Children's tab, we have information with community resources for youth, and that's specific to the LGL region. So there are local resources, some of which we talked about earlier. So Emily mentioned Open Doors and CMHLG as well. And then there's lots of information actually through Triple P Parenting as well. So that has information about not just sort of the preventing bullying, but also tips and tricks on how to speak to your kids. That are actually customized for different age ranges of kids. The way you might speak to a kid who's 7 might be different from a teen. And so the Triple P Parenting program has lots of information about those as well.
Excellent. Emily Castle, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this week.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lee, we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.